Days, the mighty God in battle. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, King of Glory, for another time in your presence. We worship you. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in endless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Filled with messages from thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite will I withhold. Take my intellect and use every path as thou shalt choose. Every path as thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thy own. It shall be thy royal throne. It shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour. At thy feet is treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever holy, all for thee. Ever holy, all for thee. Our Father and our God, the owner and possessor of our life. Daddy, we give all of us to you. Everything about us. Father, all our beings. Daddy, we give over to you. We say, be thou exalted, take them all in the name of Jesus. Mighty Jehovah, we surrender everything about us. Everything that is of us. Daddy, we lay them at your feet. Daddy, we say, take them a treasure for yourself, for your use, for your glory. For this is the purpose of our being. This is the purpose of our creation. Daddy, we thank you because you created us to give you pleasure. We appreciate you, O God, for you created us in your own very image. Father, we thank you for the relationship that we have with you. We thank you because you're so mindful of us. Out of all your creation, you are mindful of man. Thank you, O Lord, because we are your investment. We are all you have to have relationship with. We thank you, Lord. We say, be thou exalted in Jesus' name. King Immortal, we have come again on this mountain tonight. We receive open heaven. Daddy, we pray, O God, that as we come, we will not go back the same. For Lord, you empower us with your word. Father, that every decree and declaration we are going to make tonight, Daddy, you will help us, O Lord, that they will come to pass in our lives. And our lives shall bring you pleasure. and our lives shall be pleasing unto you. And Lord, you will use us to do exploit, even in the land of the living, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean heart and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek their face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in power. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up ye everlasting doors of nations, of states, of county, of vicinity, of neighborhood, that this message is being transmitted at this time, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, the Lord of hosts of heaven, Samuel. He is the King of glory over us, over our meeting, our gathering of tonight. Thank you, Father, for your kingdom is in our midst. We exalt you. Every other kingdom bow to the kingdom of our God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for we have prayed in your name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Follow me quickly tonight to the book of Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible version. It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, dedicating all of yourselves, set apart as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, logical, intelligent act of worship. And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourself what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you. For by the grace of God given to me, I say to every one of you not to think more highly of himself and of his importance and ability than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has apportioned to each a degree of faith and a purpose designed for service. For just as in one physical body we have many parts, and these parts do not all have the same function or special use, so we who are many are nevertheless just one body in Christ, and individually we are parts of one another, mutually dependent on each other. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to use them accordingly. If someone has the gift of prophecy, let him speak a new message from God to his people in proportion to the faith possessed. If service, in the art of serving, or he who teaches, in the art of teaching, or he who encourages, in the art of encouragement, he who gives, give with generosity, he who leads, with diligence, he who shows mercy, in caring for others, with cheerfulness. Love is to be sincere and active, the real thing without guile and hypocrisy. Hate what is evil, detests all ungodliness. Do not tolerate wickedness. Hold on tightly to what is good. Be devoted to one another with authentic brotherly affection. as members of one family, give preference to one another in honor, never lagging behind in diligence, aglow in the spirit, enthusiastically serving the Lord, constantly rejoicing in hope because of our confidence in Christ, steadfast and patient in distress, devoted to prayer, continually seeking wisdom, guidance, and strength, contributing to the needs of God's people, pursuing the practice of hospitality. Verse 14 of Romans 12. Bless those who persecute you, who cause you harm or hardship. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, sharing others' joy, and weep with those who weep, sharing others' grief. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, conceited, self-important, exclusive, but associate with humble people, those with a realist self-view. Do not overestimate yourself. Never repay anyone evil for evil. Take thought for what is right and gracious and proper in the sight of everyone. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave the way open for God's wrath and his judicial righteousness. For it is written in Scripture, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome and conquered by evil, but overcome evil with good. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. My brother and my sister, Psalm 147 verse 5 says, our Lord is great and powerful. There is no limit to what he knows. Great and powerful God, we bless your most holy name in our midst tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Psalm 103 verse 8 says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Merciful and gracious God, we thank you for your mercy and grace upon us every day and every moment. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 4 says, the Lord is your mighty defender, perfect and just in all his ways. Your God is faithful and true. He does what is right and fair. Faithful and true God, we praise you for your faithfulness and truthfulness that never fails over our lives at all times. Forever we will worship you. Forever we will bless your most holy name in the mighty name of Jesus as we bow down in awe of your name, in awe of your grace, in awe of your mercy, in awe of your faithfulness over us and our household. Forever your name be praised, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Beloved of the Lord, we are going to go through the Bible passage I just read, the book of Romans chapter 12. Apostle Paul, in this book of his to the Romans believers, urges all that have read and had received the letter in response to the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. He wrote them that above their receiving Christ as their Lord and Savior, it is paramount and very crucial for them to give their lives totally to the Lord as a sacrifice, meaning all their bodies, their components, that is, their eyes, ears, mouths, hands, and feet must be given to God as a living sacrifice. Remember the song that I sang earlier. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moment and my days. Let them flow in endless praise. Take my hand and my feet. Take my voice. Take my silver and my gold. Take everything about me. Take my will. Make it thine. Take my love. I pour them out to you. This is what Brother Paul, Apostle Paul, you know, wrote to the Romans believers that they should present their body totally a living sacrifice to the Lord. According to that verse 1 of that Romans 12 that says, brothers and sisters, in light of all I have shared with you about God's mercies, I urge you to offer your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice to God, a sacred offering that brings him pleasure. This is your reasonable, essential worship. This is your reasonable, essential worship. This is a clear and simple English. We are to let, you know, ourselves out, you know, and set everything about us apart, dedicating all of ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God. It is our intelligence, reasonable and appropriate out of worship unto God. If you are on this prayer line and you have not given your life to Christ and you have not let make him the Lord over your life, I'm begging you in the name of the Lord, let him be the Lord over your life. You can present your bodies unto God because he gave you the body. He gave you everything in the first instance. You can present your body to God through Jesus Christ. And that is your reasonable service. You must have Jesus Christ first before you can say you want to entrust your body, you want to sacrifice everything about you unto God. Accept Jesus. Then you'll be able to come to the family of Trinity. Then you will be accepted into the family of Trinity. According to that book of John 1:12 that says, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And also Romans 8:17, it says that, and if children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. That is when you can present your body to God and be acceptable unto him. Will you at this moment accept Jesus Christ? Believe in his name. Then you can be a living sacrifice unto God. If you want to be part of God's family and be a living sacrifice unto him, say this prayer with me. Jesus Christ, I receive you as the Son of God. And as I believe in your name tonight, accept me. Make me to become a child of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Almighty God, I thank you for accepting me as your child and accept me into your family to be heirs with the Lord Jesus. I appreciate you, Daddy. Thank you, for I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. I congratulate and welcome you as my brother and my sister to our Father's family. Let me tell you, angels in heaven are rejoicing over your membership to the family of Trinity tonight. Now you can pray this prayer point that we are going to pray, we that have given our lives to Christ, we that believes in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you can join us to pray this prayer that we are going to raise tonight as the Spirit leads us in the name of Jesus. I want you to say, my Father and my God, I offer my bodies a living sacrifice unto you tonight in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray, Daddy, take all over me. Take all of me. I yield everything over to you. I give it to you. I surrender my bodies a living sacrifice unto you tonight in the name of Jesus. This is why his blood is so much, you know, powerful and makes our conscience clear. Now we can serve the living God and no longer do things that leads to death. According to Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14b, I want you to pray, my Father and my God, cleanse me by the blood of Jesus as I offer my body holy unto you tonight in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse me from all that leads to death. I pray that tonight, O Lord, by the power, the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, Father, I am acceptable. I leave myself as a living sacrifice unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Romans chapter 10 verse 4 says, for Christ is the end of the laws of righteousness to everyone who believes. I want you to pray, my Father, my God, righteousness of Christ upon me. I offer my body a pleasing sacrifice unto you tonight in the name of Jesus, because I have the righteousness of Christ upon me in the mighty name of Jesus. I give all my bodies a living sacrifice, pleasing and acceptable unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, 4, faith led Abel to offer God a better sacrifice than Cain's sacrifice. Through his faith, Abel received God's approval, since God accepted his sacrifices. Let me tell you, God must accept you as a living sacrifice. Not all that give themselves to God. If there is any blemish, God cannot behold sin. God cannot behold unrighteousness. That person is not going to be acceptable by God. That individual is not going to. That's why we must claim the righteousness of Christ. And that's why we must do away with things that will make us unpleasing, unacceptable to Father. I want you to pray, my Father, my God, I give my bodies unto you a living sacrifice tonight. Let the sacrifice of my body be pleasing and acceptable unto you in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, O Lord, for the fact that I have the righteousness of Christ on me. For you have imputed the righteousness of Christ unto me. As I yield my bodies unto you, as I give you everything about me as a living sacrifice tonight, Father, let the sacrifice of my bodies be pleasing and acceptable unto you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 and amen. Brethren, before we proceed, next Friday is the non-negotiation night. Next Friday, November 21st, you are a purpose being. God created you with a purpose. Purpose to fulfill purpose according to the counsel of God, according to his divine purpose. You are not just something that just come to be. God created you for a purpose, to fulfill the purpose that will bring glory and honor to his name. You cannot fail your purpose on earth. I'm inviting you to come even to next week, no negotiation night, at Hope Church, 2321 South Bedland Road, Grand Prairie, Texas, 75051. Time is 9 p.m. prompt. Pray, prepare, and be there. But please be a blessing to somebody. Invite families, friends, your co-worker, and acquaintances. The Lord bless you as you do so in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Continue with our prayer. My brothers and my sisters, servants of God, in your elected office, you and I must remain holy, be set apart, and be dedicated unto God. Believers in Christ and ministers of the gospel, we must offer ourselves as a living sacrifice unto God. Let us do so, and let us be dead to worldly ways and works. We must not be conformed to the shape of this age, but rather changed, be transformed in a new way of thinking and of doing things by the renewing of our minds. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Meaning, the thinking of Jesus should be your thinking, also as a living sacrifice unto God. My thinking should be the same of that Jesus as a living sacrifice unto God. Jesus always thinks of pleasing God by doing the will of his Father. He said in the book of John chapter 5 verse 30, I can do nothing on my own initiative or authority. Just as I hear, I judge. and my judgment is just, fair, righteous, unbiased, because I do not seek my own will, but only the will of him who sent me. I want you to pray, decree and declare, Father, that as a living sacrifice unto you, I will be dead to worldly ways and works in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, Daddy, tonight, as I've offered myself a living sacrifice unto you, I will be dead to worldly ways and works in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that as a living sacrifice unto you, God, I will not conform to the shape of this age for any reason in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that by the renewing of my mind, I will be transformed in my thinking and in doing things as a living sacrifice unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. Pray that you will be transformed in your thinking and in doing things as a living sacrifice, because you already declare yourself a dead body, even to these worldly things, even to this world, and you are a living sacrifice unto God. I want you to pray, decree and declare that with your renewed mind, you will concern, test, and approve only what is pleasing, perfect unto God as a living sacrifice unto him. Pray. I decree that with my renewed mind, Father, I will discern, test, and approve only what is pleasing, perfect unto you, because I am a living sacrifice unto you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. I want you to say, decree and declare that as a living sacrifice unto God, you will no longer do things on your own initiative or authority in the name of Jesus. Decree and declare that you will do what he told you, whatever thing he tells you to do, and your judgment will be of that which is with unbiased, that is but righteous and fair always, in the name of Jesus. You will not do things with biased mind. You will judge right. You will fear in all the affairs that you are handling, in the name of Jesus. You will do everything, even with righteous mind, even with good mind, with good judgment, with right judgment, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want you to pray, decree and declare, as a living sacrifice unto God, you will not seek your own will, but only the will of God that saves you, in the name of God. Pray. Father, I decree and declare tonight, as I've given myself unto you a living sacrifice, Daddy, I will not seek of my own will anymore, but only your will, O Lord, I will desire and I will follow, I will do according to your will alone, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ told the Father, it is not my will, but thy will. And remember, he told us when he was teaching the disciples, pray in this manner, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is written in heaven. The will of God alone that is that has been written concerning you, concerning me, that we will do in the name of Jesus. We will not walk out of the will of God, because we are declared, because we have given ourselves a living sacrifice unto him. Only his will we will seek after, in the name of Jesus. Only that which is pleasing unto him we will seek after in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved in the Lord, we are to serve God with humble spirit. As the Lord revealed it to us last week from 1 Peter 5. Today, Apostle Paul is in verse 3 to 5 of Romans 12 says, as God's messenger, I give each of you God's warning. Be honest in your estimate of yourself. Take time to estimate yourself, measuring your value by how much faith God has given you. Just as there are many parts to our bodies, so it is with Christ's body. We are all part of it, and it takes every one of us to make it complete. For we each have different work to do, so we belong to each other, and each needs all the others. From these verses, He admonished us very earnestly that every man keep himself within the bounds of his vocation, callings, within the bounds of your election, and that everyone be wise according to the measure of grace that God has given him. Stay in your lane. Do not run another man's race with competitive spirit. Hear what Apostle Jude said in Jude chapter 1 verse 6. You also know about the angels who didn't do their works and left their proper places. God changed them and with everlasting chains and is now keeping them in dark pits until the great day of judgment. I believe you heard that very well. You also know about the angels who didn't do their work and left their proper places. God changed them with everlasting chains and is now keeping them in that pit until the great day of judgment. Let us all be careful while in the service of God. Let us not do our service with envy, which leads to fight among us. Believers and ministers of the gospel, the book of James chapter 4 verse 1 says, do you know where your fight and argument comes from? They come from the selfish desire. All that selfish desires that make war inside you. Let us give ourselves a living sacrifice to God and do away with selfish desires that make wars inside us. I want you to pray. I decree, as a living sacrifice unto God, I will stay and keep myself within the bounds of my vocation in the service of God, in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray, as a living sacrifice unto God, that you will be wise serving God according to the measure of grace given unto you, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, O Lord, as a living sacrifice unto you, I will be wise serving God. I will be wise serving you according to the measure of grace given unto me, in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to decree and declare that you will not be chained with everlasting chains of God, and you will not be put in dark pit for not keeping your position, for not maintaining your own lane, for not doing that which God has committed into you, your hand, for running another man's race, for living that which God has where he has positioned you that you should occupy for him. You will not be put to that pit in the name of Jesus. You will not be shamed. Father, I decree that I will not be shamed with everlasting chains of God. And I will not be put in that pit for not keeping my position, for not staying where you want me to stay. Father, for not doing that which you have committed into my hand, for running another man's race. Father, have mercy, O Lord, as a living sacrifice, Lord. I will not be put in dark pits for not keeping my position in serving you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I decree that as a living sacrifice unto God, in my service of him, I will join together with others in their vocation to serve God humbly in the name of Jesus. We have the fivefold ministry. We are to work together for the edification of the body of Christ. We are not to be antagonistic to each other. We are not supposed to say this one is higher than this. For God knows the reason why he created us that way, so that we can help each other and work together to bring glory to his name. Believers in Christ, fellow ministers of God, in our various capacity in the service of God, let us work together, serving each other with humility and not thinking of ourselves more than others. By this, we will do exploit for the kingdom of our God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Verse 6 to 8 of Romans 12 says, since our gifts vary depending on the grace poured out on each of us, it is important that we exercise the gift we have been given. If prophecy is your gift, then speak as a prophet according to your proportion of faith. If service is your gift, then serve well. If teaching is your gift, then teach well. If you have been given a voice of encouragement, then use it often. If giving is your gift, then be generous. If leading, then be eager to get started. If sharing God's mercy, then be cheerful in sharing it. Brethren, our gift varies in the service of God. Get it right. Whatever yours is, whatever your vocation is, whatever your election is, in the service of God, it is by grace poured out on you. It is not of your choice. Why the boast? It is important and crucial that each of us must exercise gifts given unto us. Not of works, not of your righteousness, it's of the grace of God, my brothers and my sisters. Stop boasting. I want you to pray. I decree and declare, as a living sacrifice unto God, I will exercise my gifts given in the service of the Lord by His grace poured upon me in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. I will exercise my gifts given me in the service of God by the grace of God poured upon me in the name of Jesus. I will not hold back. I decree and declare, as a living sacrifice unto God, I will exercise my gift given unto me to serve the body of Christ, even to serve the God Almighty, as He has poured the grace upon me. According to the grace that He has poured upon me, I will serve Him as a living sacrifice in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I decree and declare, as a living sacrifice unto God, in my service unto Him, I will not depend on my head knowledge in exercising my gift, but will depend on the grace by which I was given the gift in the name of Jesus. That day I will depend on the grace that You have poured upon me, Father, even to exercise my gift that You have given unto me as a living sacrifice unto You in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to decree and declare, as a living sacrifice unto God, in my service of Him, with the grace given me, I will do it with faith and cheerfully. The gift that He has given unto me, everything, I will use it, Father, with faith and cheerfully, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. And the Bible said in Colossians 3:23, and whatever you do, do it heartily, as for the Lord, not for men. I want you to pray. I decree and declare, as a living sacrifice unto God, I will do everything in His service, earthly for Him and not for men, in the name of Jesus. I will do everything to the glory of God in the name of Jesus, not for men to praise me, not for men to applaud me, but the Lord Himself will be pleased in my service of Him as a living sacrifice in the name of Jesus. My fellow believers in the Lord, my fellow ministers of the gospel, hear what Philippians 2:14 says. In fact, it is God who is working in you both to will and to walk for the sake of His good pleasure. Do everything without complaining and arguing. You and I cannot do anything outside God's grace. We cannot do anything outside Him working in us to will and to work for His purpose and good pleasure. Then why the complaining about each other, arguing, reasoning with the head knowledge, thinking that you are superior and more educated than another brother or sister or another minister? I want you to pray. As a living sacrifice, you will serve God without complaining, without annoyance. You will serve God. You will not serve God with complaints and annoyance for any reason. I want you to pray for the grace, because you are a living sacrifice. You are dead to complaining and to, you know, getting angry. That way you will serve God, you know, without complaining and annoyance for any reason, because you are a living sacrifice. Father, I decree and declare, as a living sacrifice, I will serve You. I will serve You, God, without complaining and without annoyance for any reason, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, as a living sacrifice unto God. How we serve Him joyfully and patiently at all times. How we serve God joyfully and patiently at all times in the name of Jesus. Because I am a living sacrifice unto God. Father, I decree and declare, in my service as a living sacrifice unto you, I will serve you, O Lord, with all the goodness in me, O Lord. With good, I will render my service to the Lord, not to men, in the mighty name of Jesus, because I am a living sacrifice unto God. Romans chapter 12, verse 11 to 13 says, do not slack in your faithfulness and hard work. Let your spirit be on fire, bubbling up and boiling over. As you serve the Lord, do not forget to rejoice, for hope is always just around the corner. Hold up through the hard times that are coming and devote yourself to prayer. Share what you have with the saints so they lack nothing. Take every opportunity to open your life and home to others. My brothers and my sisters, we cannot afford to be slack in our faithfulness and hard work as living sacrifice in the service of God at any time. Let our spirit be on fire for God. Let our spirit be bubbling and boiling with the power of the Holy Spirit as we are serving the Lord. I want you to pray. I decree and declare as a living sacrifice unto God, I will not be slack in my faithfulness and hard work serving God. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray, 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 pray. Father, I pray, O God, tonight, because I am a living sacrifice unto you, I will not be slack in my faithfulness and hard work serving you at any time in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, as a living sacrifice unto God, my spirit will continue to be on fire. Daddy, I will not be cold. Daddy, I will not be cold in my service of you, O Lord. Father, my spirit will always be on fire for the work of my God. Father, serving you, my spirit will always be on fire, bubbling and boiling by the Holy Spirit power, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, in my service of you, God, as a living sacrifice, Daddy, my spirit will always be on fire. Father, my spirit will always be boiling and bubbling. Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to decree and declare, as a living sacrifice, you will always rejoice for hope that is in Christ as you continue to serve the Lord. Regardless of what the enemy is doing, you always serve with the hope that you have in Christ and you will rejoice. You will serve God with rejoicing heart. With gladness of heart, you will serve God. You will not serve God grudgingly. In the mighty name of Jesus, because you know the one, the reward is coming. He said, I am coming to give unto every man according to his deeds. Father, I will walk, O Lord. I will continue to rejoice in hope that I have in Christ as I continue to serve you, God. Because I am a living sacrifice unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. I decree and declare, as a living sacrifice, I will hold up through our times now and devote myself to prayer, serving God in the name of Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, this is the hard time. Let me tell you, to survive and thrive this present age, we must give ourselves over to prayers at all times and always. I decree and declare, as a living sacrifice unto God, I will share what I have with saints and show hospitality to others as I continue serving God. Serving God as a living sacrifice, you will not acquire everything to yourself. You will not take everything over to yourself. You will give and you will show hospitality to others as you are serving God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 14 to 16 says of Romans chapter 12, if people mistreat or malign you, bless them. Always speak blessings, not curses. If someone have cause to celebrate, join in the celebration. And if others are weeping, join in that as well. Walk towards unity and live in harmony with one another. Avoid thinking you are better than others or wiser than the rest. Instead, embrace common people an ordinary tax. Of course, a believer and a minister of gospel, you and I will be mistreated and maligned against for no reason. But because of what God is doing in your life and using you for in the service of Him, I want to let you know, I'm admonish you that tonight you will continue to live as a living sacrifice, like a lamb led to the slaughter, but was dumb, quiet. Let us pray for them that God will forgive them, for they know not what they are doing, just like Jesus said, even of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Instead, bless them and speak blessings on them. I want you to pray. I decree and declare, as a living sacrifice unto God, by the grace of God, I will live to do His will. In the name of Jesus, I will do His will. I will not curse, but bless at all times. In the name of Jesus, all that have mistreated me or are mistreating me, even for the service of God, for His service sake, Father, by your grace given unto me, as a living sacrifice, I will not curse, but I will bless in the name of Jesus. I want you to decree and declare that you will walk towards unity and live harmony with others as a living sacrifice unto God while serving Him in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that as a living sacrifice unto you, I will avoid thinking myself better than others or wiser than others in any way, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, cause me, O Lord, even to exalt another above myself in the name of Jesus. Father, help me, O Lord, to push others up, not to put them down, in the mighty name of Jesus, as a living sacrifice unto you, in Jesus' mighty name. I want you to pray, decree and declare, as a living sacrifice unto God, you will embrace common people and ordinary tasks given in serving God in the name of Jesus. You will embrace even that which you think that he has not gone to the Bible school, he has not gotten the degree, you will embrace common people and ordinary tasks given unto you. You will do it joyfully in the mighty name of Jesus. The psalmist said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than even to go to hell. Father, help me, O Lord, that I will embrace common people. I will not look down on anybody. And Lord, I will take even ordinary tasks given unto me, whether to clean the table, whatever service that is given unto me as a living sacrifice, I will do it even to the service of you, my God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Do not forget, like I said earlier, next Friday, October 24th, 2022, is the no negotiation night. Pray, prepare, and be present. You'll be glad that you did attend this quarter of no negotiation night. Invite others and be a blessing to them. Time is 9 p.m. prompt, and venue again is Hope Church, 2321 South Bedline Road, Grand Prairie, Texas 75051. Please pray along. God bless you as you do so in Jesus' name. Amen. Rounding up tonight, verse 17 to 21 of Romans chapter 12 says, never repay any evil for evil. Take thought for what is right and gracious and proper in sight of everyone. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave the way open for God's wrath and His judicial righteousness. For it is written in Scripture, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome and conquered by evil, but overcome evil with good. My brothers and my sisters, why would you repay anyone evil for evil? No, it is of the Lord to repay. For He will surely pay everyone according to his or her deeds. The most scary thing is that if you do good to anyone, and such pays you back with evil, hear what the word of God says, according to Proverbs 17:13. The word of the Lord says there, whoever rewards evil for good, evil will not depart from his house. Please, I'm begging you in the name of the Lord, and as a living sacrifice unto God, that you have given your all to Him, never pay evil for good. and never pay evil for evil. Give room for God's wrath on the evil ones. Allow God to take vengeance for you. I decree and declare that as a living sacrifice unto God, I will never pay evil for good while serving God in the name of God. Pray. Let me tell you, you see, minister of God, Father, in the hierarchy, you see how they are doing payback time on each other, and they are serving in the same ministry, and they are serving in the same church, and they are serving under the same umbrella. I want you to pray. I declare that as a living sacrifice unto God, I will never pay evil for good while serving God in the name of Jesus. In wherever I am serving, I will never pay evil for good. I will never pay anybody evil for good in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that I will never incur evil upon my house by paying evil for good. That is what that proverb says. Anyone that pay evil for good done unto him or unto her, the Bible says evil will never depart from his house. Why will you bring evil upon your household by paying evil for good that someone has done unto you? I want you to pray. I decree and declare that as a living sacrifice, I will never pay evil for evil done against me while serving God. In the name of Jesus, pray. Daddy, I am a living sacrifice unto you. I've given up myself unto you as a living sacrifice. I will never pay evil for evil done against me while serving you at any time and anywhere. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. I want you to pray, decree and declare that you as a living sacrifice unto God, you will daily think on what is right and do what is acceptable to God while serving him in the name of Jesus. My Father and my God, I decree and declare, I am a living sacrifice unto you. And as a living sacrifice unto you, God, I will daily think on what is right and do what is acceptable unto you while serving you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I want you to decree and declare, as a living sacrifice unto God, as far as it will not hurt you, as far as it lies within you, as far as it will not draw you away from God, as far as it will not make you to sin against God, as far as it will not make you even to lose heaven, you will live at peace with others in the name of Jesus. Don't say because you want to live peaceably with others and you will sin against God, and you will begin to walk in their own way, and you will not detect their evil way. You will not condemn it. You will continue to rub shoulder with them. You will continue to say, the Bible says we should live peaceably with all men. Oh, I can manage. No, don't let them push you to hell. Don't let your living at peace with them hurt you eternally. So I want you to pray. I decree and declare, as a living sacrifice unto God, as far as it will not hurt me, as far as will not take me out of the way of heaven, as far as will not take me out of the presence of God, as far as will not make me to sin against God, I will live at peace with others in my serving God at all times in the name of Jesus. According to verse 19 of that Romans 12, I want you to pray. Decree and declare, as a living sacrifice unto God, you will never avenge yourself, but rather you will leave the way open for God's wrath. Even anyone that does evil unto you, anyone that treated you bad, you will not avenge yourself, but you will leave room. You will give room for God to avenge you in the name of Jesus. Also, according to verse 20 of that Romans 12, I want you to pray. Decree and declare, as a living sacrifice unto God, you will not hold back help to anyone who makes himself or herself your enemy. Even if that enemy of yours need help and that help is in your hand, because you are a living sacrifice unto God, you will not hold back. But you will go ahead and still help in the name of Jesus. It's not that you are stupid. You are not stupid. But remember, you are a living sacrifice. You are
you are dead even to the worldly way. You are dead to doing evil. You are alive, a living sacrifice unto God. So you will not hold back help for anyone who has done you evil. For anyone who has declared himself or herself your enemy. You will not hold back help or anything that will bless that person in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray according to verse 21 of Romans 12 that says, do not be overcome and conquered by evil, but overcome evil with good. I want you to pray, decree and declare, as a living sacrifice unto God, I will not be overcome and conquered by evil for any reason. I will not allow it because I am a living sacrifice unto God. Therefore, I will not be overcome and conquered by evil for any reason by anyone. While serving God in the name of Jesus. Pray. I want you to decree and declare that as a living sacrifice unto God, you will overcome evil with good. By the power of the Holy Ghost, as a living sacrifice unto God, while serving God, you will overcome evil with good. You will let good even be your desire at all and doing good unto everyone, regardless of what they are doing towards you. Regardless, you will not pay evil for good and you will not pay evil for evil. You will let good overcome evil. You will display the goodness of God that God has given unto you as a living sacrifice unto God in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we just thank you. We bless you. As we are planning for next week, no negotiation night. Father, we say take preeminent in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we pray, oh Lord, you will prepare everyone, oh Lord, that you are going to use. We saturate the auditorium, the environment, the city of Grand Prairie with the blood of Jesus. Daddy, we receive, oh Lord, good atmosphere. Daddy, we saturate the place, oh Lord, with the spirit of the Most High God. Daddy, we pray, oh Lord, nothing shall hinder us in the name of Jesus. Your blessing, oh Lord, shall rain down upon everyone. And Lord, your counsel and purpose for our life shall be established. Thank you, King of Glory. We thank you for how you have dealt with us tonight. We thank you for the empowerment we received tonight. We thank you, oh Lord, because we are a living sacrifice unto you. We as living sacrifices unto you, God. Father, we will do only your will. Father, we will do that which is pleasing and acceptable unto you in the name of Jesus. As your word has shown us today, how we can be a living sacrifice, acceptable and pleasing unto you. Father, help us to walk in this way, O Lord, to the glory of your name, to the shame of our enemies, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. Forever your name be praised. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. The Lord bless you. Same time next week. Remain blessed and continue to be a living sacrifice unto God in all that you do. And the Lord will bless you accordingly. Jesus' mighty name. Bye-bye. I love you.